We're talking with Emmett Anderson and Abby Jump from The Reporting Project. Emmett, what stories are you working on?
One story we've been following is some Johnstown residents are concerned about flooding after a new water treatment plant proposal doubles output. Currently, the Johnstown Water Treatment Plant discharges about 1.2 million gallons of water per day into Raccoon Creek. A new permit that could double the Johnstown Water Treatment Plant's output has residents concerned about flooding, though public officials say there's no need to panic. That permit, the EPA said, would help the plant accommodate increased demand for service due to area development. Jersey Township Administrator Robert Platt opposed the new permit, arguing that Johnstown should explore other options before doing something that had the potential to harm Raccoon Creek's ecosystem, while Johnstown administrators said the plant will continue to operate in accordance with environmental regulations.
I'm Abby Jump, and here's a few more stories that The Reporting Project is working on. The United Way hosted a community conversation last week about homelessness and housing in Licking County that drew 200 people. The forum came just 8 days after Newark City Council almost unanimously approved an ordinance that introduces criminal penalties and fines against people sleeping on public property. People in attendance at the community conversation ranged from Licking County's political leaders, Newark City Council members, representatives from companies that build low-income housing, business owners, pastors, charity workers, and community members. United Way Executive Director Deb Dingus was pleased by the large turnout. She said, it reaffirms that a lot of people are compassionate, caring, and want to do something. Also, rain and wind didn't stop Licking County residents from coming to the first annual Licking County Alzheimer's Walk last week. The walk, hosted by Middleton Senior Living, was the first of its kind in Licking County. Middleton brought together groups from all over the community to participate as teams, as well as a few other individual walkers. All proceeds went directly to the Alzheimer's Association.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click local news.